Our Saturday Night Theatre.
All right, Pelham, on your feet. Your transport's waiting.
I'm not going anywhere, Screw. Not till I see my lawyer.
Oh, ask him nicely and your driver might break the journey, let you drop by your lawyer's office as you pass through London.
I like it in Durham. Makes me feel superior when I watch the locals.
But we don't like you, so on your feet.
Get nodded.
Oh! Now, there's the hard way or the easy way, Pelham, and you've 25 years inside to make up your mind which it is for you. Now, move it!
Nice motor. Done me proud.
Belt up, Pelham.
Marvellous. Another hard case.
Let's get something straight, Pelham. We've a long drive ahead. You might have been King Rat on your home patch, but to me, you're pig's droppings.
Now, is that nice?
We're a long way from the Isle of Wight, and there's plenty of time for you to get on my nerves. And believe me, I'm looking for an excuse, any excuse. So get wise and stay still.
Tell me, copper, what's your name?
I've warned you.
Inspector... only a sergeant. What a shame. You're married.
Shut up.
You better pass those promotion exams, copper. Make all the difference to your old lady's pension. From now on, you'll be high on my dirt list. You know what that means?
Would you like a photo? 25's a long stretch. Dulls the memory.
Don't count on it. In fact, don't count on anything. Don't even buy a long playing record.
Parsons and Sarge coming up fast from the rear.
Let them pass.
They have plenty of room.
Must be some kind of a nut.
They're going to ram us! Oh, yeah. You all right, Mr. Pelham?
What kept you, Barker?
Hold it, Pelham. Right there.
He's got a shooter.
Use yours, you... The driver!
That colt. Maybe dead already.
All right, let's move then.
Rough Justice by Ian Cullen. With John Hollis as George Pelham and Michael Harbour as Sergeant Ruff.
Sergeant Ruff, Superintendent. He has an appointment.
Show him in, Emma.
This way, Sergeant.
Thank you, Emma.
Morning, sir. Sit down, Ruff. Now, what's going on in that tiny head of yours?
Right, sir. A fairly straightforward request, I'd have thought, sir.
Straightforward? You want to walk out on a good job that you're not bad at, leave the yard to join the transport police, and you call it straightforward? Do you know what I call it? A straightforward way to commit professional suicide.
Oh, it won't be so bad, sir.
You know what you're talking about. You've got a good record. A clean sheet and A1 prospects. But don't you like vice work?
That's all right. A bit frustrating sometimes.
Frustrating? So you want to join transport and work with a bunch of fuddy-duddies who spend most of their time helping old ladies in and out of railway carriages?
Oh, I think there's a bit more to transport work than that, sir.
What's the problem, Ralph? Metropolitan Police, too big a pool for you? Fancy yourselves a big fish?
Well, I think that if you'd like, sir.
You think? You might make inspector a few years sooner with transport. Might even make chief super. But for what? You'd end up in charge of a bunch of traffic.
Look, I know what I want to do, sir. My request stands.
You heard about Pelham?
Yes, sir.
And it was largely due to your groundwork that we nailed him.
Transport nailed him.
Thanks to you. And your evidence put him away.
And what happens? 5 months inside and they let him go.
Hardly let. Two good men were killed in that breakout.
What the hell were they thinking of? Letting Pelham wander around the countryside with a two-man escort.
The move was made under top security conditions.
Yeah, tell that to Sergeant Cornish and the driver.
Pelham said he'd get out. In court. And that he'd be coming after you.
Yeah, nothing I'd like better.
You sure? Or is that why you want to move over to transport? Think he won't find you there?
As it says on the request form, sir, I think that from the point of view of job satisfaction and promotion, I'd be happier with the transport police.
How long did it take you to get to Pelham?
3 years, give or take.
Mostly on your own time, as I understand it. Why? What's Pelham to you?
No, it's not the man. It's what he stands for.
Being?
Organised crime, corruption, mindless brutality, you name it.
But with Pelham down, somebody else will take his place. It's happened before.
And I'd go after the new king in exactly the same way.
You're too involved, Sergeant. Stick to drugs and vice.
Look, in my view, there's no point in filling the courts with pimps and pushers and leaving the top men like Pelham running round loose.
He won't be loose for long, unless he skips the country. All right, Ruff, move to Park Royal, if they'll have you. But when you get bored playing with trains, don't imagine you can come creeping back here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Push the paperwork through. Fix an appointment with Superintendent Voysey and let me know the dates.
Yes, sir. In. Sergeant Ruff, sir.
Ah, come in, come. Pull up a chair. But shut that door. Can't hear myself think of these damn prefab offices. Coffee?
No, thanks.
Just as well. Blasted machine produces nothing but cats. Yeah, if it produces anything at all. Now, let's see. Yeah. Now, don't misunderstand me, Ruff. Glad to have you here at Park Royal. Feather in our cap, in a way. Just a bit puzzled, that's all. I thought a chat before we got stuck in.
Yes, sir.
I had your old boss, Foster, on the line. He's not happy. Seemed to think you were chucking up a good career. I told the bastard where to get off. But he had a point. What are you looking for?
Well, freedom.
Don't be obscure with me, lad. I haven't the time.
Look, most of the work with Vice was either stakeout or desk-bound. Most of the time, I didn't even know what I was looking for. Just bits in the jigsaw for the collator.
And you hope it'll all be different at Park Royal?
Yes, sir.
Damn right. Once you're on a job, you see it through to the end. Plenty of travel. Not married, I see?
No, sir.
Good. Transport work plays hell with true love. Not Proctor, are you?
No.
Not that it matters. But it takes one to know one, they say. Always handy on lavatory patrol. All right, Ruff. I don't like your reasons. You'll be part of a team here, same as the yard. No room for one-man bands. But, I've recommended you for promotion. Put you in charge of one of our flying squads.
Thank you, sir.
Pick your own team once you've found your way around. But for starters, you can have Sergeant Stiles. Nobby, naturally. He's a good lad. He'll fill you in on all the routine stuff.
Right.
And your arrest record, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Very good. They like that over at the yard, don't they? Well, we don't.
Sure.
Our job is crime prevention. Prevention, Ruff. And we don't just pay lip service to it. Crime prevention. First, last, all the time. Want to know why?
Well, I think I'm going to anyway, sir.
Because we exist to protect and serve the travelling public. Not, repeat, not to harass and inconvenience them. Not to frighten them out of their tiny minds with the heroics on the railway station platform. Prevent the crime. Keep the villains off our patch altogether. That way nobody gets hurt. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Remember it. Chief Superintendent Foster says you have a B in your bonnet about George Pelham.
Does he, sir?
Mm-hmm. We've already got the country sealed off. He won't get out legally. The other way, there's not much we can do to stop him. He's not your job. I'm telling you in a nice way, forget about Pelham.
Will that be all, sir?
You'll find Nobby in 3-2-1. Good luck.
Oh. Thank you, sir.
Stiles Massage Parlour.
Voysey here.
Oh, blimey. Yes, sir?
He's on his way. Dark horse. Something not quite right about him, but I can't put my finger on it.
He's not a bleeding hero, I hope.
We could do with a couple of them. Keep an eye on him, will you, Nobby? Anything you think I ought to know?
You Stiles?
Me Nobby, you Ruff.
Only when I hear bad jokes.
Any only good ones, then?
Voysey said you'd fill me in.
Oh, you're a bit keen, aren't you? Have a cuppa, put your feet up.
Look, Nobby, if we're to be a team...
We're not yet, it takes two.
All right, sorry.
Oh. Where do you want to start, then?
George Pelham. Heard of him?
Blimey, you'd have to get your head shot off.
Is there a file on him?
Well, sure. I mean, since the breakout from Durham, it's been on everybody's desk. What's the interest?
Look, when I sat in that courtroom and watched Pelham start down those steps to a 25-year cool-off, I had a gut reaction. Warm, satisfied, and pleased to be a copper.
Now he's out again.
Now, come on, I'll buy you a beer. You've read the file?
Yeah, they're by art. Not often transport get to cholera heavy like Pelham.
Now, the woman who found him...
Yeah, Darling, Sarah Darling. Now a sergeant with a commendation. That must have choked Pelham, that must be in collar by a bird. best publicity transport out since we started. If I ever get within reach, I'll give her a kiss, even if she looks like the back end of a northern bus.
If she doesn't, I saw her in court. Where is she now?
Oh, she's still up there, Carlisle, far as I know. Well, what about that beer you keep going on about?
All right, somewhere where we can talk, OK?
Yeah, it's a deal.
Thanks, Barker. Cheers.
Your barman coming in here.
Keep you cool. Last place anybody would look for me, innit?
There could still be a grass.
Who'd risk shopping me?
Everything's like it should be, Mr. Pelham. It's just...
Just what? What's he on about, Whitey?
Well, Rafe Gardner's been feeling his oats a bit, getting a reputation. Maybe there's a few darting up to think he'll protect them.
You one of them, Whitey.
Oh, no. Promise. He's just a punk kid.
How much you been on a breakout?
Well, not from choice, George, I promise. I was busy, tied up like.
Aye, we'll be again unless you make it good.
He was up north, Mr. Pelham, on orders.
Whose orders?
Well, yours in a way. You said keep an eye on that woman policeman that shot you. Well, Whitey and some of the other lads been taking turns.
Oh, yeah. WPC Darling.
Sergeant, she got promoted on account...
Promoted? For making me into the joke of the century.
Nobody in the outside laughed twice, George, I promise.
And the other one, the sergeant, Ruff. He's still with Vice.
I expect so.
Find out. Get me home address.
Yeah, but aren't you going to skip, George? I mean, we've got Greenham standing by Southampton.
Oh, I'll go. When I'm good and ready. When I settle a few scores. Let people know I'm back in charge. Get myself a decent stake.
Stake? You mean a job?
What else? Big one. Bullion, cash, or diamonds. Something that'll make a great train robbery look like a piggy bank snatch. Something to make sure they all remember George Pelham.
Well, every pig in the country's out in the streets looking for you, George.
But looking where, Whitey? Airports, docks, private airfields, charter companies. They're looking for a rabbit on the run, not a tiger in the high street.
Right, I'll get the word out. I'll get onto that copper's address.
Whitey... What you said about Snouts and Rafe Gardner, that worries me.
Oh, you keep out of sight, then.
I want a demonstration, Whitey. I want the word out on back. I'm in business. There's no room for competition. You better pay a call on Rafe Gardner.
Right away, George.
And warn Greenham to stay put. Ready to sail at short notice. Do it personal. I don't trust him.
Right. I might just take Rafe for a trip to the seaside. Kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. Where'll I find you?
Just be around, I'll find you. Ciao.
Yeah, watch the headlines. See you.
Hey, Whitey, all right, mate? Was he in Carlisle?
I'm straight up, Mr. Pelham. Whitey's okay.
I still say someone shopped us on that train job.
Well, not Whitey, I swear it. That geezer Ruff had been after you for months. Yeah. Maybe he just picked up a bit here and a bit there and put two and two together. Is she a bad luck?
Bad luck for someone, and I'm not superstitious. Which brings us back to Sergeant Darling. Huh? Feel like a trip north, Barker.
No, he's a nutter, of course. Tripping out, same as they all are. The craze, Richardson, same daft sort of ego trip.
You don't think Pelham's out of his league?
Oh, I don't know. He started small enough. Like trains, especially robbing them. Sort of Jesse James fixation, I suppose. Had a good run before we clobbered him. Put him away for a five. By the time he came out, his brothers had the East End pretty well stitched up. That's where the ego came in. See, George didn't like being third fiddle, Don and Charlie's kid brother. So he set out to prove that he was more ambitious and nastier than the other two. Then when the fire got too hot, they left the kitchen and sort of semi-retired, leaving George a clear field.
Any aggro and somebody finds their kneecaps nailed to the floor.
Yeah, or their armpits blowtorched. Anyway, last I heard, he was into everything. Drugs, arms, ice, the lot. Still anchored after his childhood memories. Kept popping back on the files. One of his specialities was teams of pushers feeding coke to kids on football specials. Low-grade stuff from China, mostly. Unpurified. Blew their minds. Yeah, most of the vandalism is down to that. Burned a few coaches out, caused a few bad injuries, a couple of suicides.
You're sure it's all down to Pelham?
Well, that's the word. Mind you, it didn't stop when they put Pelham down. Maybe he ran it from his cell.
Yeah, and that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, these last few months, we've had a quiet time of it.
Football specials apart.
Well, that's for the minions. But I think he's nutty about trains, you know. Like I said, it's childhood memories. If there's a baggage car job on the stocks, he likes to go along for the ride. And otherwise, why the hell was he on the Carlisle job? Why take the risk if it's not for the kicks?
Well, let's hope you're right.
Hope? He daft or something? You don't think he's going to hang around and wait to be picked up again, do you? And even if he did, I'd rather not be the one to do the picking, thank you very much.
Well, you said yourself he's a nut.
Well, you're talking about a death wish.
Nobby. You don't know the half of it. He's rotten right through. A sadistic pervert who doesn't care who gets hurt or how much. I spent 3 years nailing him, and I know what makes him tick. They should have buried him and thrown away the shovel.
Kind of personal, is it?
In a way. It's why I joined the force. To stamp on vermin like Pelham. But years of hounding poor devils who need help more than anything and watching the big boys laughing at us. Even when we put them inside, they just walk out again. Wasting two good men into the process.
Well, you knew that, Sergeant Cornish, did you, the one they blasted?
Look, I don't need to. It's not just him. Or the driver, it's the whole stinking system.
You ever stop to think you might be on some kind of ego trip yourself?
Or a nutter. Maybe. Maybe that's what's needed to stop Pelham.
Yeah, well, you don't mind if I stick to ticket offences, do you?
To what?
Unauthorised travel. We do about 4,500 dodges a year. Lots of nice, safe paperwork.
Yeah, looks like I've got plenty to learn. Come on, drink up. I want to find out more about this Sergeant Darling. She must have thought it was her birthday.
How come?
Well, he fell into her lap, literally.
Remind me.
Well, we got the squeal that Pelham was going to hit the London Glasgow, so we staked out the guards van. And sure enough, Chummy and his pals dropped in. They sandbagged poor old Jock Winters, smashed his skull before we could bounce him. The small fry gave up fairly easily, but Pelham jumped for it.
Yeah, near Carlisle.
Yeah. Well, naturally, your people have been alerted. Well, rather, they're, well, they're my people now as well. Anyway, this girl, Darling, was on routine patrol along the tracks when she stumbled on Pelham trying to crawl away. Ankle broken in two places. She radios for assistance. Then all she had to do was keep him company until the heavy mob arrived.
Oh, suppose some of Pelham's mates had turned up first.
Yeah, I wonder if she thought of that. She was with him for the best part of 15 minutes.
Yeah, I heard. Apparently he cursed her rotten the whole time.
Right.
Really got up his nose being nicked by a bit of skirt.
Then in court he threatened her. I reckon that stuck an extra couple of years on his sentence. Mm.
Ah, settling in all right, Ralph?
Thank you, sir. Yes, Nobby here is a great help.
Yeah, have the files already, I see, past or present.
Well, future, I hope.
Splendid. Taking in a prevention bit seriously, eh?
Sir, Sergeant Darling,
yeah?
Carlisle.
Yeah, what about her?
Well, I think she'd be safer if we had her transferred, brought to London, here at Park Royal.
Safer? What are you talking about?
Well, it's Pelham, sir. I mean, he did threaten her.
I've already told you, Ralph. He's not our headache. Let's hope the civil mob pick him up soon. Meanwhile, let's all keep our knickers untwisted unless he does surface.
Well, if we wait, it may be too late.
Go on, and make it good.
Look, I know him, sir. I've studied him. He survives on terror. If he doesn't make good his threats, word will be out that he's gone soft, lost his grip. Already there are younger villains flexing their muscles and ready to make a grab for the crown. And Pelham has to let them know that he's back. In charge and hard as ever.
That's vice squad thinking.
Yeah, it doesn't make it wrong.
And you really believe that Sergeant Darling might be the example Pelham wants?
Well, I don't like the idea of her on track patrol up in Carlisle.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Look, it's urgent, sir.
What exactly do you want, Ralph?
But you said I could pick my own squad. I'd like to formally request that Sergeant Darling be transferred to Park Royal immediately. And that she remain here until Pelham is recaptured.
Anything personal in this, Sergeant?
Emphatically not. I've only met her once, and that was very briefly.
Then I'll order her to Park Royal Instanta to report to her new guardian angel. Happy?
Well, relieved, sir.
Now, for the last time, will you forget about Pelham and do something constructive? There's a new arms flow problem coming from Ulster. A suspicious freighter tied up down at Southampton. Maybe you should take a look.
Right, sir.
And Ralph, sir. Pelham didn't only threaten Sergeant Darling at his trial, did he?
No, sir.
Keep your eyes open, then. Personally, I think it's all poppycock. If we all panicked every time some villain shot his mouth off, we'd get nowhere. But I don't like the sound of Pelham. So, take care.
Yes, sir.
And I'll get on to Sergeant Darling right away.
We'll miss you, Sergeant.
Oh, I hate London, Sam. It's only a temporary assignment. I'll be back.
A bit sun-like, wasn't it, the move? Some kind of a flap.
You know as much as I do.
Me? I hate mysteries.
Or maybe that's why you're a railway guard and I'm a cop.
Yeah, that's a point. Take care, love.
Bye, Sam.
Yeah.
Is that you, Mr. Pelham?
How many times do you have to be told? No names.
Oh, sorry, Miss... Gav, forgot.
What a call. Something wrong.
It's the darling bird, Gav. It's flown.
Flown where?
She left on the London Express about 5 minutes back. Seemed chummy with the guard, so I sounded him out. He reckons they've transferred her to Park Royal for some reason. That's if she was telling the truth.
You mean she's on her way to Euston now?
The train is, and she's on it. Of course, there are stops.
Start south. Get your foot down. You'll only be an hour or so behind her. I'll handle this end.
Where will I find you, Gov?
The scrapyard.
You mean a crusher?
Whitey? Whitey?
Hey, Joe.
Come on, out your pit. You've got work to do. Don't speak. But if you get round here in a day, I'll pick up Whitey. Inside the hour.
Oh, blimey, George. It's no more than 4 hours since I got back from Southampton.
They've made it easy for us, Whitey. Sergeant Darling is on her way to Euston now, due in about 3 hours. Pick her up.
Is that clever?
Why wait? Take her down the yard. Keep her on ice till Barker gets there.
The yard? Are you going to waste her, then?
Cost me 20,000 to set Archer up in that scrap business. I want him reminded.
Yeah, but if she just vanishes...
She won't. Put the fear of God up her and Archer. And then I want her damaged, but alive. So she'll remember. And the newspapers will pick it up, you understand?
You're the boss, George.
Car'll be in half an hour or so. Get dressed and we'll see if Rafe Garner's made the news yet.
If not, he will, George. I promise.
Oh, that's the freighter they're worried about. Oh, looks innocent enough.
The Aurora. She looks deserted.
Oh, here comes Sergeant Squirrel. Good man. Northerner, but spent much of his working life down here in Southampton. Morning, Sarge.
Morning, Nobby.
This is Sergeant Ruff, Park Royal.
Oh, the defector. Bit of a feather in our cap pinching the yard, man. Most of the traffic's the other way.
The Aurora, is that the ship mentioned in the observation report?
That's the one.
And what's the problem?
She's just hanging around. Cleared for sailing, but doesn't go. Hardly any activity. Crew ashore, but on standby.
Have you checked her bill of lading?
Not much. Nothing suspicious.
You haven't searched her yet?
Mm. Not much point, is there? Whatever she's waiting for, it hasn't arrived yet. If it had, she'd be away.
Well, let's get back to the office, check the paperwork, and then maybe have a word with the skipper. What's his name?
Greenham. One conviction for arms smuggling. Oh, and there's another development.
Right, tell me as we go.
Picked up a floater first thing this morning. Nice and fresh, I'm glad to say.
Ident?
From the Big Smoke. Lad called Rafe Garner.
Garner?
Well, you know him, do you?
Picked him up twice for pushing coke. Last I heard, he'd spread his wings a bit, got ambitious. Cause of death?
Oh, he was drowned, all right. Knocked on the head a few times first, though. He'd been worked over by some psycho.
What do you mean, psycho?
Both his hands had been nailed to a plank while his fingernails were worked on. Face was a hell of a mess, too. Took us a while to clean them up for identification.
Have you checked out Gardner's associates?
We're working on it.
Get me to a phone, can you? I've still got enough powers at the yard to speed up the process.
There is one other thing. An unconfirmed sighting of Gardner. Oh, and two other men heading for the Aurora.
And what does Skipper Greenham have to say about that?
Denies it point blank. He's a rabbit. So I doubt he had anything to do with the actual workover. But if Gardner was on board, why should he deny it? Easy enough to account for the visit.
Come on, I'll make those calls, check the paperwork, and when the answers come in, have a word with Green and myself, OK?
Thank you.
Miss Darling?
Yes?
Oh, Constable Henley. I've been sent to meet you and transport you to Park Royal.
Oh, that sounds very civilised.
Well, you'll find we are, miss. I promise. I'll take your case.
Oh, thank you. Oh, perhaps I'm going to enjoy my stay in London after all.
Oh, I'm sure you will, miss. The car's just by the main entrance. This way.
A dame, no less.
Nothing but the best.
Just a minute. Why the four man escort?
Just get in, miss, and don't make a fuss.
Yeah, you're not from HQ. You'd address me by rank.
And this shooter isn't plastic either. Now get in, or I'll blow your blood head off here and now.
That's a promise.
All right, you two wait here. I'll chat Greenham up on me own.
I get it. No witnesses, eh? Vice Squad style.
I'll perish the thought, Nobby. It's just that you might make him nervous. See you.
I'm fed up with the way you lot keep pestering just because some kid come a cropper.
That's a bit of an understatement, wouldn't you say?
A what?
Rafe Gardner was tortured damn near to death, mutilated by some sadistic pervert and then dumped in the harbour, and you call it coming a cropper. What's got to happen before somebody really gets unlucky?
Ah, you know what I mean. Figure of speech.
I know what you mean, Greenham. Now, what was Gardner doing on your ship?
He never was.
And who were the two men with him?
I don't know what you're on about. I told you.
He was seen, Greenham, seen and identified.
And he was trespassing.
You were seen on the bridge with him.
Well, that's a lie. I couldn't have been...
Couldn't you? Why not, Greenham? Hey, you kept well out of the way, did you, while they worked on Rafe?
I couldn't have been seen talking to him because he was never on a ship.
What are you scared of, Greenham?
Oh, scared? Me? Leave off. It's just you make me nervous.
Oh, sure, it's just me. Or are you scared of coming a cropper as well?
Why should I?
And why should Rafe Gardner?
I never knew him, I tell you. Never even heard of him until you lot come snooping
around. That's a lie, Greenham. You knew Rafe. You met him when you were in the scrubs.
And I don't remember.
You fixed for Gardner to work for George Pelham. It's there on your file.
I never heard of no George Pelham.
He's really got you scared, hasn't he?
Why should I be scared? I don't know nothing. I don't know what you're on about. I've nothing to be scared of.
Oh, yes, you have. Me. I'm going to nail your hide to the wall.
What do you mean?
Sensitive to nails, eh? Maybe you were there while they worked Rafe over.
Oh, go away.
Oh, you dumbbell. Can't you see what Pelham's done? He set you up, used your ship, dumped the body where we were bound to make a connection. You're number one in line for a murder rap, Greenham.
I'm clean, I tell you. All right, maybe I did know Rafe once. But that was then. He'd gone on to bigger things. I made my mistake and paid for it.
And you've gone straight ever since now. Isn't that sweet?
I did my time.
And you've been out how long?
3 years, near enough.
So you're starting to get greedy again. And cocky. All right, Greenham. Thanks for the chat. And the information.
I'll never give you no information. I don't have any to give.
Well, we'll make that our secret, shall we? I'll walk down that gangplank, all smiles, a friendly wave, and spread the word that you sang like a nightingale.
You wouldn't do that. I've got no choice, don't you understand? I have gone straight, but now I've got no choice.
Just one word, Greener. One word. Is it Pelham? You needn't even say it. I recognise his style. I'm laying a trap. And you're going to be the cheese.
What are you, some kind of a nutter? You want me to end up like Rafe Gardner?
Frankly, Greenham, I don't give a damn.
No, wait!
You blew it, Greenham.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you've been on the phone since we got back.
Just dropping the word around. We found us a snout with a salty flavour. Sooner or later, it'll get back to Pelham.
Yeah, but what if Greenham was telling the truth? Knows nothing.
Then he has nothing to worry about, has he?
And you have got something to worry about, Ruff.
Sir?
They've got Sergeant Darling. Picked Robert Houston. How's the girl, apparently?
Well, that was fast. How do we know?
A call from St. Stephen's Hospital.
She's alive.
You sound surprised. You'd better get over there right away. Assess the damage. It's the civil mob's case, of course.
Do you know something? You didn't sound surprised to me. You sounded delighted.
Let's move it, Nobby.
You're beginning to make me sick. Sick to my stomach. Do you know that?
Spit it out, Nobby. Clear the air.
You wanted this to happen, to make Pelham break cover.
I wanted him to try, Nobby, not succeed. And if he did try, I wanted it to be here in London, not up north.
They might not have bothered if she'd stayed up north.
Oh, use your brains, Nobby. She was being watched, already set up. How else did they know she was on her way to London?
You still knew damn well that we had no way of covering her properly.
She was as safe in London as in Carlisle, believe me.
Yeah, well, just how safe is safe in your book, Sarge?
Call it, Nobby. Look, having Darling transferred didn't cause Pelham to make his move. I know him. I expected something to happen. The fact that he grabbed her so easily makes us look stupid and him look good, I grant you that. On the other hand, we now know for a certainty that he's still somewhere in the country and probably right here in London.
Big deal. Tell that to Sarah Darling.
And it may be something she can tell us that will lead us right to him. All in all, and taking into account that Darling's still alive, I don't feel too miserable.
And that's what they taught you at the yard, eh?
No, we're in a dirty game, Nobby. She knew the risks.
You were gambling her life on a non-starter.
And mine. I'm on Pelham's 8 list as well, remember?
Yeah, I remember. You reckon Rafe Gardner was on it too?
Bound to be. According to the collator's office at the yard, Rafe was spreading his wings quite a bit, muscling in on Pelham's territory.
While the cat was away.
Pelham learned his business in a hard school. When he saw his chance, he did a Rafe Gardner. He took over quite a section of the East End. Then people started to disappear, under motorways, into flyover supports. He set up a stooge called Archer with a car-crushing plant in Camberwell. The ones who survived soon started to get the message. Bingo. George Pelham for king.
You came over to transport because Pelham had escaped, didn't you?
Oh, more or less. I'll tell you something else. Pelham planned his escape before he was even arrested. Contingency planning, you could call it. He's no fool.
Could he know he'd be moved? And when?
Well, he couldn't, not on the inside. But the plans were made and his lawyer had to be told of the move and when. All Pelham knew for certain was that sooner or later he'd be sent to Parkhurst. In the event, it was sooner than he could have hoped. Certainly too soon for Rafe Gardner.
And Sergeant Darling.
Yes. And Sergeant Darling.
Sergeant Darling? Sergeant Darling? Can you hear me? Now, can you give me a name? A place, a person, anything? Just one name. Yeah, I know it was Pelham, but he wouldn't be there. Who's helping him? Where did they take you? Whitechapel, is that it?
What? I'm sorry, Sergeant Ruff. Remember your promise?
They really cut her up, didn't they?
And what you can't see is much worse than what you can.
Doctor, here's my telephone number, home and office. Call me day or night. If she says anything at all, will you do that?
Sir.
And please, let me decide whether or not it may be important.
I won't try to do your job if you don't try to tell me how to do mine. Deal?
It's a deal.
You're quite sure she'll live, Whitey?
Look, George, I'm an expert, right? I don't make mistakes.
What's this whisper on Greenenbarger?
Oh, not much, Mr. Pelham. Naturally, the fars are a bit stirred up about Gardner. The word is that some copper had a long heart-to-heart with Greenham and came away all smiles.
Whitey, I want to know exactly what Greenham told the fuzz.
Right, I'll get down to Southampton right away. He'll talk, promise.
Nice and easy, though. You may still need him. And just in case my name was mentioned and linked to the ship, I want the name of the copper concern.
You've got it.
You come up with everything on that Sergeant Ruff yet?
Oh, he left the yard just after you were sprung. You're working on it.
Find him, Barbara. I don't care what it costs. Bribe somebody at the yard.
Then they'll know you're looking for him.
Well, after the headlines Rafe's getting and the Darling girl, they'll know that anyway. You kept up the yard payroll?
Oh, sure.
Well, then use it.
I'll get onto it right away, Mr. Pelham.
And another thing. Any ideas about the big job I'm looking for?
Yeah, it's a tough one, Mr. Pelham. Nothing promising in the whisper line. Best thing is to keep an eye on the papers, keep asking. Something to turn up.
Yeah, something better. Well, I'll be here if I'm wanted. And I don't want bad news from either of you. You understand?
Sure, Mr.
I'll report on Greenham first thing tomorrow, George. Promise.
In. You sent for me, sir. Ah, morning, Ralph. Grab a chair. Any news yet, sir?
News?
Oh, you mean the hospital? No. No change being reported, anyway.
But is it okay if I look in on Sergeant Darling later?
If you've time. Your own time, that is.
Yeah. Seen the papers today?
No, sir. Yeah. A, quote, secret, unquote, consignment of rough diamonds worth nearly £3 million leaves King's Cross next Friday on the night train to Aberdeen. Leading London diamond merchants, Frenchard and Sons, pulled off this remarkable overseas deal according to information revealed exclusively to the Herald last night. But mystery surrounds their security precautions, or apparent lack of them, to ensure the safe arrival in Scotland of the diamonds. Frenchard's lost £750,000 worth of gems in a raid last year when three men were injured, one permanently. Their security arrangements on that occasion were widely criticised. That's it.
Well, what did Frenchard say?
Deny all knowledge of the deal. Say there's no consignment.
So what's the Herald playing at?
They also published details of the last lot. Frenchard denied all knowledge of that consignment as well. Then went ahead exactly as the Herald had predicted.
Yeah, on the grounds that secrecy is better than security, eh?
Something half-baked like that.
Well, surely they'd not be stupid enough to make the same mistake twice.
What a bet. The idiot I spoke to suggested that even if there were any truth in the story, lightning never strikes in the same place twice.
Have you asked the Herald for their source?
Naturally. They are standing on privileged information. We'll need an order to make them reveal the name of the informant. And by then it'll be too late.
But they stand by their story.
Oh, the fact they're risking a damage suit by printing means they believe it. You know Frenchard?
Sure. Yeah, I was involved in the caper last year. London Airport. Got quite chummy with the managing director there. A chap called Everard.
But the diamonds were never recovered.
No, Everard blamed the Herald story for the raid and was going to sue. We stopped him.
How?
Well, by pointing out that whatever the outcome, his firm were going to look pretty silly when their views on security were splashed all over the media.
Mm. So, was this chap Everard grateful for the advice?
Well, I suppose so. He took it anyway.
Yeah, go and see him, will you? If by any lunatic chance this story is true, talk him out of it. Or at least, make him take reasonable precautions.
I'll do my best, but he's a tough cookie. Mm. That's that all, sir?
Yeah, for the moment, Ralph.
All right.
Ah, you might point out to Everard that this consignment, if it's real, might be just the thing to attract your pal, Pelham, trains and diamonds. You'll find it irresistible.
The thought had already occurred to me, sir. I'll mention it. Doctor?
Good morning, Sergeant. Can I help you?
Sergeant Darling?
I've already told you once this morning. Another 24 hours and she should be coherent again.
What do you mean you've already told me?
On the telephone, no more than an hour ago.
You telephoned Park Royal?
Really, Sergeant, you called me.
Can I use this phone?
Oh, yes, but I don't see...
I didn't call.
But you... I mean, whoever did said he was you.
You didn't recognise the voice?
Well, I didn't think to ask.
Hello? Dobby?
Where are you? Voices on a warpath.
The hospital. Now listen, Nobby. Get onto the yard. Tell them that Sergeant Darling's been threatened again.
She hasn't.
Ask them to arrange protection as from immediately, then get over here yourself.
Yeah, but what about Frenchard?
Tell Voisey that's all in hand.
Threatened, God, haven't they damaged the kid enough?
Just do it, Nobby.
No one made any threats, Sergeant.
The call was a threat. They used my name, Doctor. They linked me with her. And I'm high on Pelham's hate list. If he thinks I'm after him again, he'll have Sergeant Darling put away just in case she might know anything. And they called to check that they weren't already too late. Now they know they've got another 24 hours.
You mean if you hadn't called in, found out about the false telephone call?
Sergeant Darling would have had a visitor. Sometime today.
I don't see how you could know that.
Because I know Pelham. I'm inside his head. I know what he thinks.
Who is this mysterious Pelham, anyway?
Somebody I hope you never, ever meet, Doctor.
What happens now?
Well, first we wait until there's no danger of anyone getting into Sergeant Darling's room. Then we wait again until someone comes to inquire after. Ask to see her.
I'd better warn the desk. They beat me anyway for instructions, but just in case...
Tell them to exaggerate her condition. That it's quite impossible to see her. She's lapsed into a coma, brain damage, anything.
But if this man does turn up, what will you do, arrest him?
Follow him. But if I'm right, I'm right all the way. And he should lead me straight to wherever Pelham's holed up.
You think he'll fall for it, Mr. Pelham?
What did Greenham say, Whitey?
Well, this fellow Ruff leaned on him a bit. More or less said he knew that Greenham was working for you. Now, when Greenham stayed buttoned up, the copper threatened to spread the word that he'd grasped. And he put the fear of God up Greenham.
I'm not surprised the day after he saw you working on Rafe Gardner.
And then Ruff transferred himself to transport at Park Royal. Why? Why? What have Park Royal got to the yard, haven't?
Well, if you're right about him being smart and not just a slob who got lucky, I mean, we'll be asking him ourselves in a couple of hours.
And he only wanted to know about me. Is that what Greenham said?
Yeah, something like that.
And what is he? Some kind of vigilante? 3 years I've had him on my back. Well, now this, some kind of a nut. If he'd done a magician after reading about Gardner and a girl, that'd make sense. And what does he think he is, James Bond?
Yeah, suppose they picked me up straight away at the hospital, George. You thought of that?
Then I'll have you sprung inside 24s. And that is a promise.
Yeah.
It's time to pay the hospital your visit. Now, remember, worried, firm, but reasonable. Make sure that they're suspicious. If they let you go, check for a tail, and if it isn't Ruff, lose him. If it is, you lead him straight here, and we'll be waiting.
Yeah, what if nothing happens? I mean, they let me in to see the girl.
But then Ruff hasn't got the message. We'll try again this afternoon with Barker here as bait.
Right, fair enough. And the girl?
Well, if you're sure she's safe, leave her. Killing her would be doing her a favour, the state she's in. Where you go, Whitey, good luck.
Righto, George. I'll be back with Ruff. Promise.
Seems a good man, Barker. Sorry if I had doubts.
Better sorry than dead, eh, Mr. Pelham?
Yeah. Now, this leading herald about the diamonds. How do you read it?
Could Frenchards be daft enough to pull the same stunt twice? Wouldn't they cancel now the story's out?
They didn't last time.
Yeah, but surely once bitten.
If I was in their shoes, I'd expect every villain in the country to be saying just what you're saying. By planting the story, they've taken out the best insurance in the world. Nobody but nobody believes that there'll be 2¾ million pounds worth of diamonds on that train Friday. Except me.
Yeah, but what you've got against Pelham apart from the obvious? But the old man says you'll report back to HQ without even going to French Yards. He's really steamed up.
Why?
But he's got the idea from somewhere that the story in the Herald must be a plant.
Well, what if it is?
He's deploying manpower. He hasn't got to cover that train, just in case French are just stupid enough to be lying.
If Pelham sees the newspaper, Voysey will need every man he's got on that train, diamonds or no diamonds.
Pelham's long gone.
No, he's here in London. He still has scores to settle. He probably needs a well-padded Swiss account before he slips the country.
You still think that you're inside his mind, Sergeant?
I hope so, Doctor. If I'm wrong, a lot more people are going to get badly hurt. With me, top of the list.
I'll get it. Dr. Whittaker? Yes? Right. It's happened, Sergeant. Just as you said it would.
Right, tell them to keep him there for a few minutes.
Eh?
Sorry, Nobby. You head back to the office, wait for my call, and then alert the yard.
Yeah, just
look, has he given a name? Then keep him talking. Feed him a gloomy prognosis, anything. Don't let him go. He won't leave a name. Says he's a relative from up north, but speaks Bermondsey.
Oh, this I've got to see.
Is he still there? Good. In a moment or two, Sergeant Ruff will appear in reception. Ignore him completely and let the man go.
Do you recognise him?
I told you to stay out of this.
No, you need cover.
When I do, I'll ask for it. This is my plane, Obby. Mine, not the yard's, not transport's. Mine.
You ought to be locked up, you know. You're as balmy as he is.
He's right, leaving. Now, listen. If you don't hear from me within 2 hours, call the yard. Tell them I was tailing Charles, alias Charlie, alias Whitey Solomons. They'll have a last known address and associates on file.
Well, then why don't you just...
Sorry, Nobby. Be at your desk. See ya.
Put that damn fag out, Barker. Huh. If Ruff smells smoke the moment he gets here, he'll also smell a rat.
Oh, sorry.
And keep away from that window. Yeah. If Whitey's all rough, they'll be here in no time.
And you let the BF go.
I could hardly hold him by force, now could I?
You could have followed him.
Look, Sergeant Ruff is relying on me carrying out his instructions and being in the office when he calls.
If he ever does. I'm getting tired of him, Nobby. One of the ticket clerks over at Paddington's been fiddling, caught in the act apparently. And we need to check back through his records to find out the real extent of the damage before formulating the charge. Tell Ruff, if and when he makes contact, that I want him at Paddington with the accountants, and he's to stay there until the job's done. Well, a bit of luck that'll keep him occupied until Pelham's back where he belongs.
Yeah, I'll tell him, sir.
Yeah, and call the yard right away. Forget about what Russ said. Ask him to put a call out on this Whitey, what's his name, have him picked up on a charge of grievous bodily harm.
George. You still here, George?
Well, you picked up Whitey.
Yeah, he'll be here any second.
Is he alone?
Seems like it.
Well, we keep out of sight. If he's not alone, you know what to do.
Yeah, apart from panic, you mean?
If he's got back up, the car's out back. We put whoever it is with him away and in Scarborough. In any case, he won't hang around. Barker and me will be in the back room.
Yeah, if I need help, George, I'll yell.
Hello, Whitey.
Who are you?
Aren't you going to ask me?
You got a warrant, copper?
Yeah, just a minute.
I don't need one, Whitey. Not for the likes of you.
All right, all right. What do you want?
I followed you here from St. Stephen's. You were asking after a friend of mine, Whitey.
You know me.
Everything about you. You're a sadist and a pervert, and you found your niche in life as a bully boy for any cheap thug with the cash in his pocket. Currently employed by George Pelham and responsible for the condition of Sergeant Darling and probably the death of Rafe Gardner.
Prove it.
I don't want to. Or intend to, Whitey.
Right, then why were you following me?
Well, I was curious.
Curious?
Yeah, about what it's like to have your kicks and get paid for it at the same time. If I'd known it was this much fun, I'd have started years ago. Saved myself a lot of aggro and the law courts a lot of time and money.
What's the matter with you, copper? What do you want?
Pelham. Where will I find him?
How would I know?
You better, because I'm not going to stop until I believe you, and that'll be never.
You're crazy.
You don't know the half of it yet, Whitey. Where's Pelham?
Hold it right there. Don't move.
You hear him, George?
Yeah, we heard it.
Every word. Well, he was told not to aggravate you, Ruff, or he'd never have let you slap him round like that.
I was hoping he'd fight back.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting careless, aren't you, Pelham? Hanging around with old mates?
Oh, the police called here first. Whitey persuaded them I'd skip the country so they won't come back.
I did.
Yeah. But you're special. I wanted you to. That's why I sent Whitey to the hospital.
Well, I'm here. Now what?
Well, first we move you to Southampton. Skipper Greenham's eager to meet you again. And Whitey here wants a private conversation. I take it easy. We leave nice and gently. One twitch and Barker has orders to blow you open. He's useful with that shotgun.
How do you do, sir?
Hello. Sit down.
Sir.
This chap, Whitey Solomons, the superintendent here knows him, or of him. Been after him for years, but there isn't usually enough left of the people who've tangled with Whitey to make him to a witness.
I suppose that makes us worse. And you say that Ruff went galloping after him with no backup whatsoever?
Well, only me, sir, here on the phone.
And there's been no contact for how long?
Just over 7 hours, sir.
Well, suppose, look, just suppose that the whole thing was a setup. Now, we know that Pelham had Ruff on his list, and we know that he's working through that list.
Seems to me it was the other way round. Ruff had Pelham on his list. Priority one, and there was no number two.
Well, we did warn you about that.
Oh, not to the extent of Ruff's obsession. If I'd known that, you'd been out of London, cooling his heels up in the Hebrides, anywhere, 1,000 miles away from Pelham.
Yeah, it does look as though he got what he was after, sir. And somewhere close. Maybe he's following a lead.
And maybe he walked into a trap.
Yes. What he intends to do if he does get close. That's the worry.
Do, sir?
He hasn't got the arresting power of a bobby on the beat. You know that, Nobby. Can you see Pelham and his pals calmly allowing one unarmed sergeant escort them into the nearest nick and ask the desk sergeant to lock them up.
But the point is that we can't do anything about Ruff. Personally, I'm not even going to worry. Whatever he gets, he's asked for.
Yeah, that's easy to say, when he's not your responsibility.
Now, we've been all to the diamond brokers, French arms.
Yeah, and...
There is no consignment going north on Friday. No £2.75 million haul, nothing. Big zero.
Yeah, but the paper said that...
Well, French yards were cagey at first. We had to lean on them a bit. We can't lean on Fleet Street. They have a right to protect their sources.
Even when they've been fed a pack of lies?
Well, they know the story was a plant, all right.
What the hell are French yards playing at, sir?
Returning a favour. Helping someone to bait a trap. They gave the story to the paper ran it with no fear of a legal comeback. They even blackened Frenchard's a bit to make it look good.
Helping just who, Superintendent?
Take a guess. According to the managing director, Ruff is convinced that Pelham is hanging around waiting to pull just one last job.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Why would Frenchard cooperate?
One of their own men was killed last year in the airport raid.
Yeah, even so.
The point is, now it seems Ruff can't be there to see if the trap is sprung. Do we ignore it? Or risk wasting time, money and manpower, hoping that Pelham will take the bait.
Would you really think that Pelham would go along on a job like that himself, sir?
Yes, a good chance.
Even if he doesn't, he'll be sending his trustees. Collar them, and we've a chance to sweat it out of them where Pelham's gone to earth.
Then you'll cooperate?
It'll need planning, and it's a transport operation, run and organised from Park Royal.
So long as we get Pelham, you can have the glory, Superintendent.
Boise, transport. Oh, that's for you.
Thank you. Foster here. Yes? Nothing? I see. Thank you, Inspector. Look, go over the place with a fine-tooth comb. Have fingerprints keep an eye out for Sergeant Ruff's dabs. Any other sign that he actually went into the flat. I'll be at Park Royal for the next hour or so. Send a car down to Archer's car breaking yard and pull him in. How do I know? Receiving, abetting, importuning, they'll think of something. I want that yard and that crusher sealed up tight until further notice. Clear? Till at 7 hours start. Time enough to shove half a dozen Sergeant Ruffs through that mangle.
Mm. Why bother?
Ruff's car is still there, outside Solomon's flat. Now, he's either left it there as a pointer while he keeps up the surveillance, or...
Oh, they've got him.
I'm putting out a general call to bring in Solomon's, Richie Barker, and any other of Pelham's former associates who can be located.
What for? Well, they've got Sergeant Ruff, sir.
So? Isn't that what he wanted? Part of his solo master plan? No. I don't agree, Foster. Rightly or wrongly, Sergeant Ruff has set up a trap.
The fact that he may have got himself into trouble shouldn't alter our course of action. In fact, I'd go further. The least we can do is to make sure that if Pelham does take the bait, the trap is sprung.
Finding your handcuffs uncomfortable, copper.
It's the hold where you worked on Rafe Gardner, Whitey.
What if it is?
What did Greenham do? Peep through his slimy fingers.
Do we have to wait for Pelham, Whitey?
Come in the hero now, Greenham. You weren't so brave when you were shooting your mouth off.
He's lying.
Anything to stop from getting hurt.
I never said nothing, Whitey. I told you.
Yeah, and I told you and all I believed you. And Pelham believed you, so stop worrying.
Well, at least until you've done your job and landed Pelham wherever he wants to be. Now, that's when you'll be in trouble, Greenham. You'll know too much and be obsolete into the bargain. That's a hell of a combination for someone with a death wish.
Look, you won't be so cocky after Pelham gets here.
Well, we got a long night ahead before then. And a day. Plenty of time to get on each other's nerves, eh? I mean, look at Greenham. He's twitching already.
Shut up!
You really think you can trust him?
Look, I'm bored, Ruff. I'm going to get some kip. Leave you with your thoughts. Come on, Skipper. And before we turn in, let's have those bleeding engines off. We need all the sleep we can get. Sleep well, Ruff. Sorry we can't make it more comfortable.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll have sweet dreams about Pelham on that train tomorrow night.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, I'll tell you tomorrow if you ask me nicely. But I'd give a lot to be there, that much I'll tell you now. Good night.
What train? What's he on about?
Come on.
Our boys aboard the train, Barker.
They soon will be.
And within 40 minutes of the train leaving, there will be a mini riot aboard. Mm. One of the boys will pull the emergency cord exactly where we want it, and the cars will be within 100 yards of the line.
Good. The Peterman, is he aboard?
Sure. Loaded him myself, much against his will.
Who'd you get?
Old Matty Matthews.
Matty? I thought he died years back. Who'd you dig him up?
Best I could do at short notice. And he's far from keen, I'm telling you. Claimed he retired. Said he'd promised the old lady there'd be no more legal separation.
Well, he changed his mind.
And hers. Anyway, he may be getting on, but he's not daft. And he's still one of the best there is.
What time we hit the van?
As soon as the emergency brakes come on. At exactly 47 minutes after departure time. That's when the train will be closest to the road.
What about the law?
Usual contingent. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's been treated as a standard run, so far as I can tell.
French yards must be cuckoo.
Yeah. Unless they've changed their minds altogether. It's a hell of a risk.
We've got to take some risks. They didn't last time, did they? Maybe they believe in fairies. It's almost time. You go first. I'll follow in 2 minutes.
I'll see you, Mr. Pelham. Good luck.
Your men all on the train, Boise?
Damn right they are.
Yours? Exactly as you laid down at the briefing.
No sight, no smell of Pelham, I suppose.
Nothing reported. But if he is loony enough to be here in person, it'll be a last-minute rush.
If? Right bunch of nanas we're going to look if he isn't aboard.
You mean you're going to look? I'm only following orders.
Thanks for nothing.
When they hit, if they hit, when do you expect it?
That, Foster, is a 64,000 question. Here we go.
No word from your problem child, Ruff, I swear.
Not a whisper. Begins to look as though he found what he was after. Or it found him.
Well, Sergeant.
Oh, what time is it?
Why? Are you thinking of going somewhere?
I was just wondering when Pelham's going to show.
2, maybe 3 hours. The train should have left a few minutes ago.
So? Pelham went ahead with the diamond snatch.
What do you think? That you scared him off?
Well, then we've got him.
Crew will be aboard in a few minutes, Mr. Simons. We can be away within 5 minutes of getting the word.
You've got harbour clearance?
Well, of course. They checked the cargo holds, all except this one, first thing this morning. I've been a bit worried about the lie-over, but I told them we was held up by a consignment of car parts from Leyland's. Everybody will believe that one.
Take my advice, Greenham. Cast off now, while there's still time.
What do you mean, time? We leave when Pelham gets here, and not a second before.
Yeah, if he ever does.
He knows something.
Even if he does get here, I doubt if you'll have 5 minutes to spare. Do you really think we've called off surveillance on this ship?
Not think, Russ. We know.
Look, Pelham's walking into a trap. A setup. There never were any diamonds. Now, the newspaper story was a plant, and all Pelham's going to find on that train are 50 assorted coppers.
He's lying, Greenham.
Ah, suit yourself, but my advice would be to get out now while you can. It'd be hours before you know for certain whether or not I'm bluffing. Eh? Do you think your nerve will hold out, Whitey? Or is? Look at him. You've got the jelly already. How's he going to hold out, do you think, waiting to see who comes across the gangplank first, Pelham or the law?
I'm going to check the engines.
Yeah, you better keep an eye on him, Whitey. You'll look pretty stupid if Pelham gets through and you find that your skipper's hopped it.
Greenham's more scared of Mr. Pelham than he is by your fairy tales. And that's a promise. Yeah. He'll be here with the diamonds. And then it'll be your turn to sweat.
Here's Matty, Mr. Pelham.
Well, well, Matty. Take a seat. Oh, you weren't too enthusiastic about this little caper.
Not me, Mr. Pelham. The missus. You see, I promised her after my last stretch.
Don't tell me you're scared of the wife, Matty. Hard man like you.
She said if ever I did another job, she wouldn't be there when I got home. I'm too old to start looking around for someone else, and I can't stand being alone.
Yeah, it's very touching, Matty. But I'm sure she'll be there as always. And if she's not, she'll soon come running when you buy her a nice present with your share, OK?
I suppose so, Mr. Pelham.
Everything as it should be, Bogger.
No problems. We start drifting back towards the guards van in 6 minutes. Should take us about 5 minutes to cover the ground.
Right.
Then the lads will start some sort of riot. They're pushing coke out there now. In a scuffle, someone will get hurt. One of the boys pulls a cord, and bingo.
Well, that'll keep any Fazuara ball busy enough, eh, Matty?
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you to get that safe opening record time. We'll be over the embankment into the cars before they even know there's been a robbery, right?
I don't run so good, Gov.
You do a good job, and if need be, we'll carry you.
5 minutes to go.
Just relax, Matty. Nothing will go wrong. As Whitey would say, that's a promise.
Well, any sign of them?
We're not really looking. It's a shame to tip them off before they pull anything.
Surely if Pelham's on this train, the thing to do is to find him before he does any damage.
Are you giving me a lecture on prevention, Foster?
How do you read it?
One, Pelham. If he's aboard, won't be alone. Two, we're expecting him. And we've got the train so well covered, the chance of him actually doing any damage is remote. Three, if we can account for the lot of them, it gives Sergeant Ruff, assuming he's still alive, a better chance of surviving than if we just pick up Pelham and ignore the rest.
And suppose you're wrong. People do get hurt.
If the operation succeeds and the casualties are confined to our men and Pelham's, I won't complain.
Excuse me, sir. There's a bit of trouble up front. Rowdies, I think. Oh, and one of your lads, Superintendent, thinks he spotted an old lag. Ex-Peter man called Matthews, heading towards the rear of the train.
Matty? Blimey. Pelham really is scraping the barrel.
Isn't he any good?
Oh, was. One of the best, if not the best. Finally got wise to the fact that he was too good. Every job he pulled, it was as though he left his fingerprints all over it. Last few times, the police were outside his door waiting for him before he even got there himself. So he'd retired. He hasn't turned a trick for the best part of 6 years.
Yeah, but it can't be just a coincidence that he's on board, can it, sir?
Anything's possible. But if he's on the move, we'd better take up our positions.
If there was a safer board, it would be at the rear, you say, in the guards van.
Bolted to the floorboards. That's the usual drill.
And you've men already inside and waiting?
Three of them. All armed with orders to fire if fired upon.
Mm-hmm. Seems foolproof. Right, let's drift back, shall we? One at a time. You first, Stiles.
Better take a look up front, Nobby. Guards van's well covered.
Right, sir.
What the hell do you mean, Tenquin? What do you think I'm made of?
Let's find out, shall we?
Oh, egg froth! But who are you, Papa?
Hey, stop it! What's going on here? Come on, I'm a police officer. Break it out! We've taken every pot since we left London. I'd like to
explain our harm. Any second now, Gov.
This is locked.
Just a padlock, Mr. Pelham. One good fob is all it needs.
Well, the safe will be in the corner behind those packing cases. And that's British Rail have altered their routine, which I doubt. Here, Matty.
No, Governor, please. No shooter. I ain't never carried and I'm too old to start now.
When will you oldies learn? Makes no difference these days. You're going to go down for one thing, you might as well go the old way. Here, take it. You might have to use it.
Then why might we carry it?
Just a precaution. Where are the guards, Barker? Shouldn't they be around here?
Looks like the row up front's done a trick.
You all set, Matty? Once them anchors go on, you'll have minutes and not too many of them before the track outside is swarming with guards, drivers and God knows what. Is it time yet, Barker?
You're done for him, you bloody fool!
Pull the cord, somebody! This man needs a doctor! Get this train stopped! Why don't you stand there?
The padlock, quick! In, Matty, fast!
Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing?
You've done him.
Get on with it. Barker, what's the corridor?
Okay, Mr. Pallant.
You said...
The safe in the corner. Hurry.
Yeah, there is no safe.
There has to
Mr.
be a...
Mr. Pallant, we're about to have company.
The bloody plant! Quick, Barker, the door. We have to jump.
Okay.
What about me?
Hold it right there. We're police officers. Halt. Want to shoot?
Jump!
It's no use, Foycey. Black as pitch out there. You're more likely to wing some poor bastard on his way home from work.
Yeah.
They won't get far on foot.
Let's check that poor bloody guard.
Where the hell are the men you said you'd planted?
Where indeed? When I find out, I'll have them for breakfast. He's at it. Poor devil. Headshot. We'll get a call out. All units, Met and local. I want this whole area cordoned off. Hold it! You. In there.
Come on, out of it, slowly, and with your hands in the air.
But don't shoot, it's only me, Matthews. I'm not carrying, I swear. You know me, Garth.
So it was you, Matty. Well, this time you've really done it.
He made me, I swear it. He's barmy, you know that. If I'd refused, they'd have dumped me and the missus as well, most like.
Tell it to the jury. Come on, Foster. Let's start the search.
Bit of luck. They won't twig how close we are to the road. See anything yet?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah, over there, see? Sidelights.
Flash that torch for God's sake, he's miles away.
No more than a couple of hundred yards at the most. Now, he's seen us. Come on.
The whole thing was a setup. And I fell for it like some wet behind the ears kid.
You mean there never was no diamonds?
Right.
But that would mean the dealers, French ours, must have been in on it.
Why not? And of course they love me.
What about the Herald?
Yeah, that's possible. Now they may just have run a good story because it was exactly that. After we drop you, Barker, you think up something special for French Yards. Keep out of sight until the Aurora's well clear and then hit them hard.
You're still sailing on the Aurora?
Do I have a choice?
But that copper rough, he sussed it out.
Did he share the information? Or, as usual, play it close to his chest?
You're going to find out the hard way if you head for Southampton.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I don't care all that much. All I want is to even a score with Ruff and then Parkhurst or Brazil. What's the odds?
You're kidding. You'll be back.
Yeah. We'll see, Barker. We'll have to see.
And what do you think Pelham will do now, sir?
Move into the Ritz, write his memoirs and make a fortune that way. How the hell should I know what Pelham will do now, Nobby?
Well, Sergeant Rufford have outguessed him, sir. At least I think so.
Why do you say that, Nobby?
We just seem to know, that's all, sir. I mean, like he and Pelham were sort of linked. Mm. It sounds daft, I know, but...
Just what did he know?
Well...
Well, think. Everything, anything. What did Ruff say about Pelham?
He never said much about anything else.
Yeah, why did you say linked?
Well, all sorts of things. I mean, he knew that it was Pelham or one of his mates who called at the hospital to inquire after Sergeant Darling.
You mean he guessed?
No, it was more than that, sir. Honest. Then the ship.
What ship?
Oh, you know, sir. You sent us down to Southampton on a suspicious overlay. Aurora, I think, yeah. Squirrel knows all about it. Apparently, okay. She was waiting for some delayed cargo or other. But Sergeant Ruff wouldn't let up. And then when they dragged Rafie Gardner out of the arbour, he said he knew again that it was something to do with Pelham.
What about the ship, the Aurora?
Oh, she's clean, all right. Had a closed file report this morning. Customs went over her with a fine tooth.
Then what the hell are you on about, Nobby?
Well, it's just that Sergeant Ruff spent a bit of time on board talking to the skipper. And when he came back ashore, he was grinning like the cat that got the proverbial.
Skipper's name?
Oh, well, you got me there, sir. I mean, it'd be on file, of course.
Right. Well, the sooner we get back to London, the better.
Here we are, sir. Yeah. Greenham. Doesn't mean a thing to me, except that Ruff definitely had it in for the guy.
Yeah. Right, let's go.
Go where, sir?
Southampton, and fast.
I don't understand, sir.
Just pray that you're right about Ruff's intuitions. It's all we've left if we're going to nail Pelham.
Come on, grub. The condemned man is an hearty breakfast. Ugh. Only it ain't breakfast, it's supper, but it'll have to do. Here.
Anyone turned up yet?
Plenty of time.
Oh, I wish I had your confidence.
Any minute now, you'll hear the telegraph go, and we'll all be on our way to the wide blue yonder. Betcha.
Well, what time is it?
Why the interest? They arrive when they arrive.
Well, unless my lot get here first. You thought any more about that? Where's Whitey?
On deck, keeping watch.
Hey, grub smells good.
I'll pass it on to the cook.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to eat it? You planning to spoon feed?
Yeah, I've enough to do. One hand only, mine.
Right. Well, if my lot do arrive first, I'll tell you what, I'll tell them how considerate you've been. Still, one hand should be enough. Have you asked... You should never forget the feet, Skipper.
Hey, Greenham! They're here! Get yourself up here right away! Well, you made it, Jules. I was picking
your money. Never mind that. Get this tub on its way, then maybe close behind.
If something went wrong...
Everything.
Where the hell's Greenham?
He's down below, feeding Ruff.
I'll deal with Ruff. Let's get Greenham up here and on the job he's paid to do. Move it!
Right.
What the... Greenham. Greenham, what happened? Where's Ruff?
He jumped me. Oh, I never had a chance.
When? How long?
A couple of minutes, that's all.
But he can't have got as far as the Coast Guard yet. Come on, Greenham. I want this rat barrel outside British waters, and I don't care if she blows up, just so long as she gets us there. Move!
Yeah, okay, Mr. Belmont.
Never
sorry.
Mind all that, let's go. Douse those lights.
That'll make us more conspicuous than leaving them on. They're navigation lights.
Just do it, Greenham. It's a fog bank, Ed. If they can't see us from the shore, they'll assume we left earlier than we did. At least, let's hope so.
We'll be in the main channel in less than 8 minutes. And open water in about half an hour.
Cut your speed.
Right.
If we're going to make it at all, we'll have to creep out under cover of the fog.
Suppose they send a patrol boat after us.
Yeah, with Ruff running around loose, there's not much suppose about it, is there? No.
They can't board us unless we heave to. And they can't make us heave to unless they send a bloody gunboat.
Well, we can't just ignore them. Anyway, what about the crew?
Tell them to stay below if they know what's good for them.
Well, I don't think we've got a chance.
If you think you've had it, Greenham, run this hog into the mud and we'll head back for the smoke.
And lose me my ticket.
Oh, you've lost more than that already, my son. When you let Ruff go, you as good as put yourself away for a tender life. That's why I didn't finish her. Let the law do it.
Why not swim for it, Mr. Pelham?
What?
Oh, you'll never make it across the mud, but we're only a couple of hundred yards out.
The only swimming I'm likely to do is down.
Well, take a life raft, then. There's two on deck. Food, water, compass, the lot. Piece of cake. As soon as we reach open water, I'll point you in the right direction.
You'd like that, eh, Greenham? But that's over the side. You have a fighting chance of convincing a patrol you're in the clear.
It's you I'm thinking about, Mr. Pelham.
Oh, sure.
If they bring in Interpol, every European port will be watched. We can't sail direct for South America, not in the old Aurora. I mean, if you weren't...
If only you'd held on to that copper. I'll lay another 25 years that he's kept his suspicions about this ship to himself.
Yeah, just suppose, though, that you're wrong.
No, I'm right, Whitey. Otherwise, we'd never have got in through the dock gates, never mind up a gangplank. They'd have been waiting for us here, not on the train. Yeah, they set their bloody trap in the wrong place because they don't know about the Aurora. How long have Ruff been away before we found you?
Oh, I don't know for certain. I was out cold for a bit. Not more than a few minutes.
Yeah, 5, maybe 6 minutes, no more. I spoke to the skipper just before he took the grub down. Why?
And you were watching the gangplank the whole time, waiting for us to arrive?
Yeah.
That's why there's no patrol boat. No river police, no customs and excise.
Yeah, what are you getting at, Mr. Pelham?
He's still on board.
He's what?
The copper.
Of course he is. He wants me personal. He wouldn't want his mates crashing the party. Yeah, I can feel him, Whitey. Maybe even listen to us right now.
Oh, leave off, Mr. Pelham. You're giving me the creeps.
All we have to do is find him. And we're in the clear. When you reach open water, Skipper, make course for Ulster.
But that don't make sense. You can't land in Ulster. We'll be arrested as soon as we reach port.
Who said anything about port? I've got friends there. I've helped them often enough in the past. We'll radio for a rendezvous just outside a 3-mile limit. And then the Aurora will disappear without trace.
You mean Scuttler? And what about a crew?
Oh, use your head, Skipper. I'm setting up the biggest mystery since the Marie Celeste. We can't leave witnesses.
Look, just suppose I agree.
You'll agree, all right, Greenham.
And we get into Ireland, okay. Well, then what?
But then we're away, the three of us. The Icelandic route, courtesy of a sympathetic trawler skipper I've done business with for years. Or the underground route to Sweden, mostly used by army deserters. Makes no odds which side we run with. By the time they begin to wonder about our credentials, we'll have moved on. South America. Brazil. Maybe Venezuela. Say hello to Ronnie Biggs.
Yeah, you make it sound easy.
There's one problem and one problem only. Sergeant Ruff is somewhere here on this ship, waiting his chance. Now, have you got your gun, Whitey?
Yeah.
Well, then we'll deal with him right away. Now, take it easy. He's not armed. I mean, he's not dangerous.
What's the word, Spiral?
She sailed a little while back, sir. No one took much notice. She had harbour clearance.
Manifesto all in order, I'm told.
That's correct, sir.
mystery is that if your information is correct and they've been holding Sergeant Ruff, he must have been aboard when the search was carried out this morning.
My information, such as it is, suggests that he either would be aboard or that he's already dead. You confident in the men who carried out the search?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Pity. Doesn't hold much hope out for the sergeant. On the other hand, if they have finished him, he may be better off at that. He's not exactly my blue-eyed boy at the moment.
Well, there's the vault, sir.
Good. No radar or Coast Guard sightings on the Aurora yet?
No, sir. There's enough traffic about to confuse the radar, and every sea fet in the channel is making visual contact difficult.
What's her official destination?
Antwerp, sir.
Yeah, fat chance. First light. Get the helicopters up.
Right, sir.
Looks like our best bet is to try and contact her before she reaches open water. Come on, Nobby.
Sir.
Yep.
Oh. Thanks for laying on the boat, Squirrel.
Pleasure, sir. Good hunting.
What will you do if we do so, sir?
Border if possible. If not, maintain visual contact until someone else can.
Well, even outside our limits, sir.
She can go to bloody China for all I care, but she's not getting away. Okay, son. Let's go.
That you, Whitey?
Yeah, nothing so far.
You checked out of the boat covers?
Yeah. There's hundreds of perfect hiding places on a ship the size of this.
He's not hiding, he's hunting. What's in here? Let's have a bit of light.
The storage.
Shall we try forward? It's green and armed. I don't want to find a bridge taken over.
Well, he is now. Luckily, he wasn't when Ruff took him.
What is it with this guy, Ruff? He worries me.
Worries you? You think I like prowling around in a pitch dark with a nutter for company? I mean, that fella's balmy. He's got to be.
Shh. Whitey, be careful. He may be listening. Take it easy.
How far to open water, son?
About 4 miles, sir.
Then it looks as though the Aurora made it.
Too right.
Unless she's running without navigation lights.
Keep your eyes peeled just in case. Don't want to run up her backside at this speed.
Damn this fog.
Don't curse it, Greener. It's your only hope.
You
don't say it. And don't make a sound. Now, this isn't a starting pistol sticking in your ribs. Where's your gun?
I haven't...
I heard Whitey say different.
On the bench. Under the charts.
Yeah. That's better. Now, navigation lights. Good. Signal stop engines.
You think you can take over the old ship single-handed?
Just do it. Now, we just wait for a reaction.
There, look, sir. Lights.
Huh? Got a spotlight, son?
Yes, sir.
That's better. Steady on the stern. Up a bit.
It's her.
The Aurora. Get alongside the bridge if you can. We'll hail them as soon as we're alongside. Nobby, ask Sparks to radio back to base. We may need assistance.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can hear it. But what did you expect? A summer cruise?
It's the river police!
Greenham!
Yeah, quiet! There's somebody out there.
Greenham! Greenham! What the bloody hell are you playing at? Who knows what?
Greenham, you...
He jumped me, Whitey!
Bastard.
I didn't have a chance! You... He had a gun! No, Whitey! No!
All right, drop it, Whitey. Yeah, that's right. I didn't have a gun. But he didn't know that. Now, one move, even look in my direction, and you're a dead man, Whitey.
The coppers don't... Coppers don't...
Those were gunshots.
They're not aimed at us, I don't think, sir. Because if they were, they came nowhere near.
Can we get a line aboard?
We can try, sir.
Good.
Hello, the Aurora. We are police officers and are preparing to come aboard.
They got the searchlight.
We can tell that, Nobby. It's gone dark again.
Hold your fire. You will make things worse for yourselves.
Line secure, sir.
All right, Nobby. Up you go.
Oh, me, sir.
Well, you don't expect me to climb that thing, do you?
No, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hello, Bridge. We are coming aboard now. It is useless to resist.
I hope to God they believe that. Off you go, lad.
Is that you, Whitey?
No, Pelham. It's me.
Whitey. You shot Whitey?
He left me no choice.
Come out into the light, copper. I want to see you.
Yeah, I bet you do.
What's eating you? What did I ever do to you?
Nothing. It's what you did to other people, Pelham. You or your hirelings. For 3 years, I watched you destroying life after life. Kids of 12 and 13 disappearing into the shadows and coming out months later on the game, beating up old junkies. Decent, honest people, small businesses, terrorized almost to death. You're heavies in the extortion game. I watched you grow fatter and sleeker. I saw friends of mine, colleagues, giving way to the inevitable and taking the bribes they'd seen their own bosses take. After all, why not? No one was ever going to nail the great god Pelham.
But you did.
Oh, yes, I did. But don't kid yourself that I got any thanks for it. The day you were nicked, the only thing to be heard at the yard and right through the Met area was a stampede of frightened coppers covering their tracks.
So who the hell do you think you are, Jack the Giant Killer?
I was a decent young bobby until I crossed your path, Pelham. Gradually that changed. Oh, I didn't go bent, but I didn't stay decent either. That's the evil about you, Pelham. You corrupt everything. The innocent as well as the guilty.
Hello? Anyone on board?
Well, looks like you won again, Ruff. Here's my gun. Looks like Parkhurst after all.
Well, and have Superintendent Foster engineer another escape. More innocents murdered.
You know about him.
Him and the others. They'll be your last victims, Pelham.
Anybody there?
Now move, Pelham, slowly. Up to the bow.
What are you planning, Ruff? You got me fair and square?
You don't even know what that means. Now move.
You can't fire that thing. Hey, no. Foster will have you on a murder rap, you know that.
Now, over to the rail.
Hello, sir.
What's your report, Nobby?
Whitey, Solomons and Greenham, both dead from gunshot wounds on the bridge. No sign of life topside. Shall I search below?
Be careful. Any sign of trouble and wait for assistance. What's that? What's happening?
Sounds like someone went over the side, sir. Port side. I'll investigate.
Hello, Nobby.
Sarge. Blimey, we thought you was a goner.
Maybe you were right at that.
Yeah, but who... Pelham. That was Pelham went over the side.
That was Pelham.
Will he make it?
I doubt it. Doesn't swim. Anyway, you mistimed it. Hit something on the jump. Broke his arm, I think.
Jump? You sure he jumped, Sarge?
We'll find him tomorrow, I expect. Face down in the mud.
What about you, Sarge? You got what you wanted? What next?
Oh, the quiet life. A few ticket offenders, help a few old ladies on or off the escalators. Quiet as Boise can make it.
If he keeps you on the force.
Well, he's no choice, Nobby. There's a report of mine being studied by Scotland Yard's Internal Affairs Division. When the balloon goes up, I'll be the safest copper on the force. Any action taken against me over this Pelham business would look like victimisation. And I knew that before I ever left the yard. So, you see, no sweat, son. We'll just do our job, watch the fireworks from the safety of Park Royal, and then wait for the dust to settle. And when the big clean-up comes, Pelham won't be around to give false testimony. His protection days are over. Now, let's find the crew and see about getting this tub back into harbour, eh?
Do you mean you've been on some sort of undercover assignment all this time?
Did I say that, Nobby? Now, did I?
In Rough Justice by Ian Cullen, Michael Harbour was Detective Sergeant Brian Ruff and John Hollis, George Pelham. Barker was played by Peter Gordon, Whitey Solomons by Keith Smith, Superintendent Foster by Fred Bryant, Superintendent Voisey by Michael Goldie, and Nobby by Rod Beecham. Sarah was Penelope Reynolds, Squirrel, Cyril Appleton, Greenham, Kenneth Shanley, and Dr. Whittaker, Joy Harrison. Matty Matthews was played by Arthur English, the police driver by Reuben Elvey, and Sergeant Cornish by Ian Cullen. Rough Justice was directed by Piers Plowright.